Welcome to the Sexual Wellness for Women podcast, your trusted resource for sexual wellness during menopause and the different stages of life. I'm your host, I'm Allie, a board-certified sexologist, professional sex coach, and certified integrative wellness coach. As I pursue my PhD in mind-body medicine, I'm dedicated to providing you with the knowledge, tools, and support you need to navigate the complexities of sexual wellness. I combine scientific knowledge with a compassionate and holistic approach. I believe in the power of mind-body connection and the transformative potential of embracing our unique sexual selves. So whether you're in menopause, perimenopause, or you're simply seeking guidance on sexual wellness, this podcast is for you. It's time to prioritize your sexual well-being and embrace the vibrant, confident, and fulfilled woman that you are. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me a listen to. If you'd like to find out more about me, sign up for sex coaching or a sexologist appointment, please visit thepassionzone.com. And please don't forget, if you like this episode, give it a 5-star rating, review it, or share it with 3 friends. We are on season number 3. This is episode number 6. And while you're at the Passion Zone, check out our Desire and Passion Flower Essence Combos. They are holistic goodness working on your sexual wellness from the outside in. Flower essences do not interfere with any medication you may be taking. For the weekend wellness tip, we have practice mindfulness and meditation. Being present in the moment can enhance intimacy and make sexual experiences more fulfilling. Why, you ask? Because your mind's not drifting off. You're not thinking about what you have to do next. You're not thinking of the list, the shopping list you have to do, or the things you have to do with, you know, with the kids afterwards or the grandkids. You are focused in on your pleasure and the pleasure of your partner. And if you have a hard time being present during intimacy, I suggest you first start being mindful during a meal. Make sure that as you're eating, you're paying attention to the food. How does it taste? The texture? Is it easy to chew? Difficult to chew? And the sensation of swallowing the food? You know, that is the first step to being mindful. Be mindful with what you eat. Okay? And then it's easier to be mindful in other situations, including intimacy. Now, moving forward, let's go for the topic of this week, which is understanding and embracing sexual consent. It doesn't matter what your age is, and especially if you've been out of the dating pool for a while, sexual consent is a major thing. So, we want to talk about, sexual wellness and interpersonal interactions and how important sexual consent is. So you're saying, so what is sexual consent? Sexual consent is more than just a simple yes or no. It's an agreement between participants to engage in sexual activity, encompassing communication, respect, mutual understanding, and enthusiasm. It's vital for ensuring that all parties feel safe, respected, and part of a mutual exchange. Consent is not static, it's dynamic and ongoing, requiring continuous communication and mutual agreement throughout any sexual encounter. So in the beginning, you're ready to go, you're having a good time, both of you, you know, kissing away and feeling each other and just really loving every second of it. But as you get close to penetration, you start to get worried. You start to maybe get scared about how it's going to feel, what comes next. And you have every right, either party, to say no at any time. When somebody says, no, I can't do this, please stop. Any of those words. The other party must stop. If you feel that stopping, well, there's no such thing as blue balls, by the way, gentlemen. But if you think that stopping could be detrimental to your health, then turn away from the partner that said no, masturbate, come, have an ejaculation, you know, whatever it is, and move on. Okay? Because no is no. So why is consent so critical? We'll just keep going. It's because consent is the foundation of respect in any relationship. It ensures that all parties feel valued and safe, preventing harm and fostering a positive sexual experience. Without consent, there's a risk of crossing boundaries, causing harm, and violating trust. On the flip side, with clear and enthusiastic consent, sexual activity becomes more of a source of joy, pleasure, and connection, enhancing the sexual wellness of everyone involved. Communicating your boundaries is a key part of consent. It's about being honest and clear about what you're comfortable with and what's off limits. This conversation should happen before any sexual activity starts and be an ongoing discussion. Remember, it's okay to change your mind at any time. Let's discuss effective ways to express your boundaries and how to listen and respond empathically to your partner's needs and limits. You want to start the conversation early. Address consent and boundaries before things heat up. This ensures clarity and comfort for everyone involved. Use clear language. Be explicit about your do's and your don'ts. Avoid ambiguous language that could be misinterpreted. If you are not into anal sex, if you say that's an outdoor and that's all it is, then make sure that is presented up front. Okay? Or if you don't want your nipples to be sucked because it hurts or you just don't like it, make sure you say that up front. Any guys you want to check in, guys and gals, you want to check in regularly. Keep the dialogue open. Regular check-ins during sexual activities ensures that consent is ongoing and that everyone feels comfortable. Respect no. No means no, and the word no is a complete sentence. Also be attuned to nonverbal cues that might indicate your partner is not comfortable or unsure. If your partner keeps, when you touch and they move, or you know they keep moving around and they can't sit still, that could be a no that they're trying to tell you. Speak up and ask, okay? Educate yourself and others. Promoting an understanding of consent among your peers creates a safer and more respectful community for everybody. Consent isn't just a legal requirement or societal nicety. It's a fundamental component of sexual wellness. Whether consent is given freely and enthusiastically, it leads to experiences that are not only safe but deeply fulfilling. Respecting and prioritizing consent in our interactions fosters a conclusion of mutual respect and care, contributing to our overall emotional and psychological well-being. Consent is a dialogue. It's an ongoing process of communication and mutual respect. By embracing and practicing consent, we empower ourselves and others to enjoy healthier, more satisfying sexual experiences. It's about making sure everyone involved feels seen, heard, and respected. This consent is also about married individuals. Your partner still needs to consent to having sex. Okay, if at any time your partner feels very uncomfortable and says no, then you stop. And I cannot express that enough. So I want to thank you for joining me here on this episode of Sexual Wellness for Women. If you found the information valuable and enjoyed the topic, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. Your feedback helps me reach more people and spread the message of sexual wellness. Remember, the more listeners we have, the more people I can help have their aha moments regarding their sexual well-being. So please, share this podcast with your friends, family, and anyone who can benefit from our discussions. And speaking of helping others, please follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, where I share even more tips, tricks, and inspiration on these platforms to support you in your journey toward sexual wellness. Lastly, I want to remind you that you are a wonderful sexual being. Embrace your uniqueness, care for yourself, and prioritize your sexual well-being. Remember, pleasure and fulfillment are your birthright. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a passionate week ahead. I'll see you next time for some empowering topics on sexual wellness for women. In the whirlwind of life, your desires and passions shouldn't be what fades away. The Desire Package, exclusively at the Passion Zone, is here to reignite that spark within you. Imagine a world where your energy is balanced, your passions are ignited, and your sensuality is explored. With personalized sessions, unique flower essence combos, and a guide to keep your energy in harmony, the Desire Package is more than a treatment, it's a transformation. Rediscover yourself with our 30-minute one-to-one discussions, tailored energy stream balancing, and practical resources designed to nurture your sexual desire and passion. Let us help you navigate through the layers of life so you can truly embrace the sensual woman within. Visit thepassionzone.com today and let's awaken the desire that's been waiting for you. The Desire Package, where your journey to rediscovery begins.